Hello, everyone, and welcome to Connect 2017. My name is Jason Unger, and I'm a Senior Product Marketing Manager for Visual Studio Subscriptions. In this session, we'll cover how to purchase cloud subscriptions, assign subscriptions, manage subscription counts, and how to manage administrators. Let's dive in. There are two options available for purchasing Visual Studio Cloud subscriptions. You can choose to purchase through the Visual Studio Marketplace, or you can work with a cloud solution provider. Let's make a purchase through the Visual Studio Marketplace. For the purposes of this demo, we're going to purchase a few Visual Studio Professional Monthly subscriptions. To do so, I've already loaded visualstudio.com. We're going to click on Marketplace, and then we're going to click on Subscriptions. In selecting the Visual Studio Professional Monthly subscriptions, we'll be transferred to the Azure purchasing flow and we'll leverage our pay-as-you-go subscription to complete the purchase. I'm going to select the quantity of 3, and depending on the time of month, the purchase will be prorated, so you won't necessarily always pay the full price if you're, say, purchasing at the middle of the month. We'll click Continue, and we'll confirm our purchase. Upon completing the purchase, the workflow will ask if we'd like to manage users or assign a subscription to ourselves. In this case, let's select Manage Users. At this point, we're redirected to manage.visualstudio.com. Let's look around. In the top left-hand corner, you'll notice a dropdown that has Azure subscriptions that you may have already tied to your address. In this case, I used Jason Contoso Dev Paygee to make my subscription purchases. On the left-hand side, you'll notice that we have 3 available subscriptions for Visual Studio Professional Monthly, and that if I needed to, I could buy more, or if I wanted less subscriptions, I could reduce those counts. Let's assign the subscriptions. Moving to the center of the screen, you'll notice there are 3 options: Add, Delete, Resend, and Filter. By clicking Add, we are presented with a window that allows us to enter the information of the subscribers we wish to use. At this point, let's add Evelyn. And we'll click Add. As you can see, on the left-hand side, we have now assigned 1 of our 3 available subscriptions. Let's add a couple more subscribers. We'll add Jason. And let's add Jane. Upon adding all of these users, they're receiving a welcome email that is basically telling them welcome to their Visual Studio Cloud subscription. On the left-hand side, you'll also notice that we now have used up all of the available subscriptions that we've purchased. Let's talk about deleting subscribers. To delete subscribers, there are a few options. The first option is to simply click the subscriber and then click the delete option. Your second option is to click the ellipses and then click Delete. If you want to delete multiple subscribers at the same time, you can click on the first subscriber and then hold the Shift button and select the additional subscribers you'd wish to remove. Then click Delete. Finally, if any of your subscribers say that they did not receive the email welcoming them to their cloud subscription, you can simply select the user and click Resend. Upon confirming this action, Jane is going to be resent another welcome email asking her to join the Visual Studio Cloud subscription. Alternatively, administrators can also just have their subscribers visit my.visualstudio.com and ask them to sign in with the email address you designated. Now let's talk about managing administrators. To manage administrators for the Visual Studio Cloud subscriptions, that has to happen in the Azure portal. Let's visit portal.azure.com. And sign in with the account that we use to purchase the Visual Studio Cloud subscriptions. Upon signing in, we'll want to scroll down the left-hand navigation to Cost Management and Billing. We'll want to select the subscription that we use to make the purchase. We'll want to click Access Control. And we'll click Add. We're going to add Jane as our second administrator. And we're going to give her a role of User Access Administrator. And we'll click Save. At this point, Jane should be able to sign in to manage.visualstudio.com and see my Azure subscription available so that she can also manage users for that cloud subscription. Upon signing in, Jane may also have Azure subscriptions that she's used in the past. We'll want to click the dropdown and select the subscription that was previously used by Jason to purchase the additional subscriptions. From there, Jane now has the ability to perform the add and delete functions just like Jason does. For more information on Azure's role-based access control, please check out the link in the description below. Thank you for taking the time to learn about managing Visual Studio Cloud subscriptions. If you would like additional information regarding our subscription options, please visit visualstudio.com/subscriptions.